Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth, and for the final time, I hack travel. Well, for the final time in this series at least, and in this edition, we are midway through our scariest hack yet. Producer Chris and I are attempting to hitchhike to London. If you missed part one, pause and listen to it now. If you're still here, okay, let's go. Part two. Chris and I are at a bus stop, thumbs out, signs in hand, and armed with snacks. Well, at least one of us is.
Sorry, Richard. I couldn't wait.
What have you eaten?
You've eaten
the
cornflake cake.
Right, I can't have you eating, and me not. Mm.
I can have my bum.
I tell you what's a bit weird, Rich. You had a little stint at thumbing. I've had a little stint at thumbing. Mm. And what's really weird is a bus recently went past. Mm. And that's the only vehicle I've not thumbed.
And also the only vehicle that stopped. Good bun.
Mm. It looks good.
A gent has joined us at the bus stop. Do you want to go and talk to him?
I'll finish the bun then and go and talk to him, yeah.
I sent producer Chris to talk to him. He told Chris off. Let's pretend it didn't happen.
Oh. Nissan.
Oh,
Nissans are good, aren't they?
Oh, man. There was a car just in a three-point turn. I thought it was turning for us.
Oh, what about a van?
I'll take it, man. They'll have room.
He's got ladders on his van. But no space in his van.
Kia Sorento. Kia's good cars to buy. They do 7-year warranty.
Right. What happens after 7 years?
Well, then you're fucked. No, but seriously.
That car's pulled up over there. Look, what is that? An Audi. It's pulled up. Go, oh.
It's turning.
Oh, my God.
It's turning.
This is it. Oh, my God.
This is it.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Oh, you're kidding.
No, they've actually just turned round so they can turn left into the high street. I've just realised what's going on.
What?
Everyone that's turning that we think are turning for us are actually turning because we're a bit further down from a road that you can't turn right into. So they're turning round in the bus stops and then turning left in.
Do we need to move?
No, this is a fine spot. It's just that no one's actually stopping for us.
I mean, it's not where they told us in the shop to go, though, is it? They said go to the A10.
No, but to go to the A10 from where they said in the shop would have been about a half an hour walk. And we've been going for 47 minutes. And we're approaching a time where I soon need to be heading into work.
How long is the usual train from where into town?
1 hour, 5 minutes door to door.
And we've been waiting for 45 minutes and got nowhere. Get back up. Keep thumbing.
Okay, sorry. Vauxhall Corsa.
They're quite small, aren't they?
Quite small. Rather they didn't stop. Peugeot 3007. Family car.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's all full with kids. Land Rover, Range Rover, I'd have taken that.
Is it bad that every car that doesn't stop...
I won't take that one. He's got a wobbly hubcap. A joking aside, if someone stops and their car does not look roadworthy,
right,
I'm not getting in.
I guess that's fair enough. I haven't actually done a risk assessment of this.
Audi, Mercedes. Quite an affluent area,
that's
really.
That's seen
it,
yeah. What do you drive, Rich?
What do I drive?
Yeah.
I personally drive a Volkswagen Golf.
That's quite a nice car, isn't it?
Yes. And my wife has a Mini Countryman.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a Mini that's been on steroids. Oh, Transit van.
Oh, I've seen them.
Yeah. Transit van not stopping for us.
Right, there's lots of people already in
it. But they're waving anyway.
Hello. Do you think they're fans of yours?
I think they might be, yeah.
I hope they are.
I think they are.
That's so
why
good.
If you were a fan of me, why would you not stop?
I can't believe that just happened.
Why would you not stop? Why would you not just chuck the kids out? Or at least put them in the back or something?
Just talk me through that idea.
Okay, so bloke in transit turns around, waves, realises, "Wee, Richie off the radio." Winds window down. "What's going on, Richie? I need to get into work. This is the Travel Hacker podcast." "Oh, I'll take you into work. Where are you going?" "London." "Well, I'm not going that way, but I'm a massive fan of yours. So, kids, go on, out you get. You go and play in the park. I'm going to drop Richie into town."
That's beautiful. There's a car with a poppy on it.
With a poppy, that should have been taken off by now. And that's a Porsche.
Oh, there's a big one. There's a big one.
Van. Okay.
Go for that one. Go for him.
Well, come on, mate. He's slowing down. I was slowing down the traffic lights.
I think he was just perving at you.
Perving at me?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd get in that one either.
You shouldn't say... What? All right. You never know. Do you want me to do a little shift?
Yeah.
I'm not very good on cars, so I won't be able to give the descriptions like you.
Why don't you stand there coy?
Coy? What does that mean? Do you want me to hitch my coat up a bit? Is that what you're saying? That's a Ford.
Well done.
I recognise that because it says Ford on it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about dirty cars?
Well, I've asked for a power washer for Christmas. That's my Rubicon. You fizzed up my Rubicon. Oh. It's gone all over the side.
Stop it. Give me that microphone.
You dropped my Rubicon.
You opened it.
I look like I've pissed myself. There's a bus. Oh, I hope no one sees us right now.
Oh, this is going wrong. This is going wrong again.
The Rubicon's stinging my eczema. This is a fucking disaster.
Yes.
I've got Rubicon all down my jeans. I've got Rubicon over my fingers, Rubicon over the microphone, and Rubicon over the sign, and the ink started to run.
And a trail of yellow coming from between your legs.
Oh my goodness.
The sign's fallen down.
Yeah, I know. Got knocked over by the drink. Right, let's tidy ourselves up. Right. The sign looks awful now.
It's a good job we got a permanent marker. You can see why now, can't you? The bus has been here for a while.
Hasn't it? The sign smells of mango. Do you want a joke?
I think I need one.
So my granddad used to tell this joke when we were kids. Will your car go with all that cargo?
What's my response supposed to be?
That is the joke, so you can laugh if you want. Okay. Will your car go with all that cargo?
Who's there?
So, my abridged version of the joke is, will your man go with all that mango? Did you get it?
Who's there?
I think I'm having a breakdown.
What part of the last 6 months has led you to think that?
My fingers sting from leaky mango. Oh my goodness.
Leaky Mango is a good show title, at least.
It is. Chris,
what?
Time is against us.
Well, we've got 20 minutes to get there to be quicker than the train.
The train that I would normally catch leaves in 20 minutes.
What? Hang on.
We're approaching a point where I'm soon going to be late for work if we don't get in a car.
Get back up. Get back up and get your thumb out.
Mercedes.
You've still got orange on your microphone. Sorry, mango.
It's mango, actually.
Sorry. Oh, it stinks. Right. An estate car would be good, wouldn't it?
A what?
An estate car would be good, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I'm going to open my Elmon. Oh, Richie, buy that one. Get that one.
Mercedes. No, it's not. It's Porsche.
Porsche. He only had one seat.
You could have gone. I'll take one for the team, Rich.
What would you have done?
What do you mean?
If I got in that car and gone to London, what would you have done?
I'd have got the train. You ever, when you were younger, did you ever get in the boot of a car and people, friends drove you around in the boot?
Yeah. Amazing. You'd sit back. On reflection, probably not very safe.
No.
No seatbelts. And no. If someone rear-ended you, I'd suggest you'd probably break both your legs.
Yeah.
At best.
Royal Mail van, Rich.
There's a Royal Mail delivery depot a little bit further down the road.
And they could deliver you.
They could. Right, quite a stream of cars now. BMW 7 Series. Nope. Corsa. Nope. Another Audi. Nope.
Oh,
there's a lot of ladies driving around because we're during the day. Because they're not at work.
Yes, true. A lot of men have turned us down too, though, Rich.
True.
Don't take it personally. They're just scared.
I'm wondering if the sign was a mistake. I'm wondering if we'd put, I am no threat to you. Please take me, please take me to London.
Well, when we rerun the whole series...
This could be a good point to let you know, dear listener, what our plans are for Series 2. We're going to rerun everything that we've done. And we're going to do it better.
You're admitting better now.
No, I'm admitting that we're going to improve on our performance of everything. Okay, so we're going to go the other way around the M25, see if it's even quicker than the time we set of under 2 hours. We are going to go again from London to Southampton to Manchester, but we're going to do it on a weekday and we will beat Jemima.
Jemima's not said she'll do it yet.
Well, that's not actually that important because obviously, as I've consistently said throughout the series, my beef with Jemima was her overplaying her part.
She apparently has been offered a six-figure deal to do her own podcast series.
Called what?
The Control.
That sounds like a daytime quiz with Ben Shepherd on ITVB.
It is actually her and Ben Shepherd.
We're also going to do the London Overground hack again and visit Battersea Park this time.
I mean, that's the worst. That for me is the worst prospect of them all.
Oh, Rich, a learner. Would a learner stop?
Yeah.
No, they'll... Well, no, they won't. They've just gone straight past at 29 miles an hour with their hands at 10 to 2.
Doing well, then.
They are. We will also redo the Crossrail hack. Depending on when Series 2 goes out, maybe Crossrail will be open and we'll see if we can actually beat it on the river.
And amazingly... You're also planning a better version of this hack midway through it.
Well, yeah, I think there was a design issue on the sign.
What about these two gents? Do you want to stop them and ask them if they'll help?
They're no use, are they?
They might, but if there's loads of us thumbing out... Bus, thumbs in. Bus is coming.
Okay. Number 10 to Harlow.
I'm trying to contemplate, Rich. Tell me, does this tell you more about... us or more about the public that no one has stopped?
I think sadly, Chris, it doesn't speak volumes of the public. We are two married men who are sat in a bus stop with a very nicely written sign. A stream of yellow coming from one of our crotches and some baked goods. we've been quite a nice proposition. It's a lovely sunny day. I'll let you into a secret. It's also the day before Christmas. Everybody should be in a really, really, really good mood. And the fact that nobody has stopped in 60 minutes, I find a damning indictment on broken Britain.
Oh my God. And so how did Britain get so broke?
Simon Cowell. We all became selfish and entitled because of reality TV. Everybody thought, oh, I'll have my 5 minutes of fame without trying hard. I'll just turn up. I'm owed it.
And so now...
No one's prepared to work anymore. We're all entitled to things. Everything's too easy. I'll just tweet because I've got a voice. No, you haven't. No one wants to hear you, prick.
Oh, God. So Simon Cowell was the death of hitchhiking.
Simon Cowell, social media, they brought on Broken Britain. Broken Britain has ended hitchhiking. And I'm approaching being late for work.
We're fine. Look, just I'm gonna do another shift. I'm going to do another shift. Right, okay. Here is a grey one.
That is a Mercedes, even I can see that, and I need glasses.
It's a grey Mercedes.
Volkswagen behind it. Volkswagen T-Roc.
Oh, space.
How do you know so little about cars?
Londoner.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of cars in London.
Yeah, they're all cabs, aren't they?
True. Have you not watched Top Gear?
No.
Do you have a penis?
What? What? What?
Mercedes.
What?
Citroen.
Hang on. Don't turn away from me. This has got very toxic.
That's the mango, mate. Hyundai also got quite a good service plan.
How many years?
I think they're 5 years.
Do you get your money back after within the first five then? If it
no car company's going to give you your money back.
How do you get new ink in a car?
How do you get what?
New ink in a car.
New ink on a car?
Yeah, if it runs out of ink.
What do you mean?
For the tyres.
I don't understand what you're on about. You don't have ink on your tyres.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to see that face.
I wish that I'd done this on my own. This hack has been the one where your company has been least welcome.
Thank you.
Skoda. Fabia. Oh, no, it's not. Skoda Labia.
What? No, it's not. There's a sign opposite the bus stop. It says no stopping.
Except buses.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So do you think the reason that we've not been picked up is because people have decided, oh, I can't stop in that bus stop. It's illegal.
We didn't consider that. Richie,
fallen over again. Oh,
no. We've got no sign. And we've spent an hour... hailing down cars in a no-stopping zone.
Chris, I shit you not. I think I'm going to need to catch the train.
This is ridiculous. No. When is the next train? There'll be a train after that.
12:13 or 12:43.
Even in the shit hacks, Rich, at least you've got to the finish line.
Yeah, but the finish line is work. And as I did say at the beginning, TFL
this is work.
Spares...
Is your other work more important than this?
The other work pays more than this.
Maybe we should go to an ad.
Go to six of them back to back.
Rich, we should really stick this out, shouldn't we?
Do you know what? At this stage, I think no. We know that our plans for the second series is to do everything better. I've already got a list as long as my arm what I could do better this time round. For this hack, Mini.
Countryman.
Hyundai. That's not a Countryman.
It was. It said Countryman on it. That's why I got it.
Oh, it was Countryman, actually. Yeah, sorry.
Yes. Wonderful. Are we giving this up?
We're not giving up. The goal was to get to work.
Oh, fuck's sake.
At the beginning,
this is a fucking failure again, isn't it?
So it's not a failure. You don't have failures in life. You have learnings. This is a learning.
I'm Richie Firth, and I hack travel. Dong, 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 dong.
No, don't end it there. That's not the end of the podcast. I end the podcast, okay?
This podcast ain't ending. until you get...
Right, joking aside, we do need to leave because otherwise the gates are going to come down and we're not going to get over the line.
Are we really doing... Richie, are we really doing this?
What should I do with a sign?
Leave it.
That's littering.
All right, bring it. There's a litter bin right next to us.
Okay.
Put it in the bin. Put it in the bin. This is a fucking disgrace.
Look, I know you want to brand this as a failure. It's not. The goal was to get to work. I'm going to get to work. Sadly, not in the manner that I thought it was going to be, via hitchhiking.
You said we were going
to... Because the public have let us down. I thought people were kinder hearted than this.
Not. It's not because it looked like you pissed yourself.
Well, if it is because it looked like...
And we stopped in a no-stopping zone.
It's not because it looked like I pissed myself. If it is because it looked like I pissed myself, that's only because you knocked over my sparkling Rubicon mango fizzed up and went all down my crotch.
No, no, no. I knocked... Who opens a bottle after it's been dropped like that? It was only one thing that was going to happen.
I didn't realise it was sparkling. I thought I had bought a flat Rubicon. Crossover.
Now?
At a safe point.
There's train tracks here. Rich... Oh my god, we're actually walking on the train tracks.
It's a level crossing, have you not seen one before?
Yeah, they get them in London. They do, no, they do. There's some in Acton.
Okay.
Prick. You called me a prick earlier on, yeah? And I did not respond.
I called you a prick.
You did call me a prick.
If I called you a prick, rewind to that point on the podcast now. Prick.
So you call me a prick?
If I did call you a prick, insert this apology. Sorry.
Do you want me to put a big fat bass line behind it?
Travel card. I really enjoyed that advert. I think it was my favourite advert of the series.
Right then, should we go and sit over here?
In here.
Hello. In here.
Yeah, it's soon to rain.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Oh, it's the lady from the bakery. We didn't get very far.
We waited. We tried to hitch for an hour and no one picked us up.
No.
So.
We had a discussion about if anybody picked up hitchhikers.
Well, it turns out no. And it was a beautifully written sign, but train it is anyway.
Yeah. Hey, oh well.
Happy Christmas. Bye <Bye-bye>.
Bye. Socks. That's good. I like her. Oh gosh, I need to tap in as well. Oh, is this going to cost me money? Oh, this is. Oh my god. Is this another 30 quid?
No, £15.
This is not coming out of my budget.
Right, well, we're at the train station and I've got to get to work. No one's picked us up, so we're getting the train in.
I should have questioned you on this. It's like it goes back to the whole overground thing about somehow you have to go to work, yet I have to take the day off.
If you don't want to produce this podcast anymore, there are hundreds and hundreds of young, willing audio professionals who I could replace you with.
Jemima?
Jemima's one of them, and you can be a control and you can go on the train. Okay, so less of the attitude. I know this is not necessarily the triumphant way that we were hoping that series one of Richie Firth Travel Hacker would end, on a train station, not hitchhiking into London.
Imagine how good it would have been if we'd been in that, like, Vauxhall Martini.
Vauxhall Martini?
Whatever it was called.
Vauxhall Corsa.
I need to get to go to lunch with the wife.
You don't even go to work?
No, I've taken the fucking day off.
Please don't end the series swearing at me.
The fuck off!
The train at Platform 1 is the 12:13 Greater Anglia service to London Liverpool Street.
I'm Richie Firth.
Calling at St Margaret's.
Travel Hacker.
House, Broxbourne, Cheshunt, Waltham Cross, Enfield Lock, Brimsdown, Ponders End, Tottenham Hale, Hackney Downs, and London Liverpool Street.
And I hack travel.
Is formed of 8 coaches.
I'm getting on a different one to you.
We'll be right back.
Well, there it is. Thanks for listening. We will be back. Before you go and do what you're doing next, though, please go and rate the show in your podcast app. Tell friends about it or tweet about it. Hitch a ride and convince your kind host to put it on in the car. Chris and I are both on Twitter at Richie Firth or at Producer Chris if you want to tell us how amazing we are. Keep Richieing, keep travelling, and if we can put our differences aside, there may even be another moratorium.